Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Got a lot of callers in the queue today. I want to let area code 951 and 804 that they need to press 1 if they'd like to speak with us. 951, there you go, because you're first in the queue, actually. So several of you in the queue, we're going to be getting to your calls shortly. Of course, want to let everybody know how to stay in touch with us. You may follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're on the air on Mondays and Wednesdays, normally at 10 a.m. Today's a little adjustment in the schedule, but those are our regular show times. We also have a Facebook account, a Twitter account, whereby you can follow us or send a friend request to us. And, of course, you can reach Neil at 562-596-7818. And before we get to our calls, we do a little education talking. I think there's some new people in the queue today. But, Neil, we're going to be talking a little bit about manifesting our prayers. I believe in the last show we talked about how to activate chakra energies and manifest in that way, but this is a little bit different. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. It's all one big happy family, chakras and how we deal with our chakras and also how we deal with our prayers and our requests are all kind of interrelated, actually. But you can of course work with your chakra systems at any given time without seeking a request or a prayer. But if you're going to seek a request or a prayer, it's always advisable to get in touch with your chakra systems. So that's the one exception. I always relate my chakra systems to the element that the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, should be connected to any given chakra that we're working with. So if we're working with the first or the second, the first is going to be your grounding energy, your home, your security, your job. You always want to induce some sense of spirituality in any position of that chakra that you're dealing with. The second would be relationships, that type of thing. You always want to induce the seventh chakra factor in that as well. And you know the seventh chakra is going to be that spiritual chakra, so you always want to have some sense of spirituality in any position of life that you deal with, utilizing any chakra of your body. When you're talking about prayer, though, prayer goes with vibration. And a lot of times people find that their prayers are not answered because in all actuality, they're producing a prayer out of anxiety, frustration, need, or want. Anxiety, frustration, need, or want. And you might have a prayer answered with that energy behind it, but good luck. Oftentimes, not all the time, but oftentimes our prayers are not answered because we're approaching the attitude of prayer in an inaccurate way. Spiritual energy that would be receiving our prayers are not necessarily attuned to anxiousness, want, desire, frustration, that's not the elements of higher energy. Those are the elements of lower energy, which are devoid of faith and belief. So the idea that when we pray, we should do it with an attitude of faith and belief, and not desperation, like, oh, I really need this, I really need this. You have no idea how much I need this. As soon as you say things like that, higher elements are like, what? Earth is so important to you, and you're asking for spiritual energy while you're so desperately clinging to earthly desires? That doesn't work. So the rule of the game is to satisfy your earthly goals with a different kind of attitude and vibration, which is not that I only live for the world and I need this, but more like I live in spirit. That's who drives my vehicle, the spirit, not the body. And in the attitude of spirit, the fruits of the spirit are faith, belief, tranquility, acceptance. And when you ask with those things in mind, and usually it's accompanied with "Thy will be done" or whatever you want to accent the phraseology of your request with, it's even more reinforced. Because again, the attitude of a prayer is not based upon a desire, a want, or a need. It's based upon a vibration of faith and a kind of belief in the attitude of the fruits of the spirit, not the body. The body is only the byproduct. So I think that's maybe, it might be redundant for some people or obvious, but think when you pray or when you request something, how often we slip and we put that energy out on an exceptional level when we really need to pray or we ask for a belief. We kind of do it during a time of need. Now, that's not to say that there aren't many, many out there who daily meditate and converse with higher spiritual energies and dimensions, and do so in a way that is in tranquility and in communion with the general aspect of what spirituality is. I don't mean to be addressing those of you that already are there and understand it and exercise it. I'm more or less talking to the people who are frustrated and not understanding the principles of what a prayer should be composed of. And it's just not, you just don't evoke words. Remember, the attitude of angels and spirits is they receive vibration. The vibration of your energy is what's important. And that's a rule of nature. You know, your struggle in nature, and you're usually going to get preyed upon. It's the struggling energy in the water that gets preyed upon. It's the struggling animal that's usually preyed upon. The strong and the sturdy, the steady and the grounded don't usually sound alerts. And that's the same thing in spirituality. If you struggle, that means you're not prepared to be spiritual. So spirituality does come with some sense of security and purpose in that tranquil set of thought. So, you know, that's just something briefly. I know we've got callers.
Yeah, we do have a lot of callers.
So
we
I don't want to belabor this. And we can move forward with our callers.
All right, we can do that, Neil. And let me take our first 951 area code. Good morning, area code 951.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Nathaniel from California.
Nathaniel, hi. And Nathaniel, what is your birth date?
May 1st, 1957.
5157. Yes. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Okay, 616 and 2810-1. And what brings you to our show, Nathaniel? I think you're a first-time caller. We've been with you before.
I was hoping for just to, you know, some kind of astrological reading. Hopefully, I kind of want to move out of the high desert here. I'm looking for more of an ocean-bound or a beach city, and I'm looking for a new job as well.
Okay, well, Neil is a numerologist. I mean, he incorporates elements of astrology and all other metaphysical aspects into his readings, but primarily it's numerology and psychic information, so hopefully that's okay.
Well,
go ahead, Neil.
Astrology has its, I mean, I've studied all the forms, and certainly astrology is a part of the fabric of reading somebody. I want you to know, Nathaniel, that you're at a very unique area of your life as we speak. You are 57 years old, which is equatable to the year you were born. Now remember, just because you're 57 years old and you were born in 57 may just seem kind of frivolous, but we're dealing with the vibration of energy and numbers, and those numbers are very strongly situated on a vibrational energy. Now, not only that, but you also have, not only are you born in the year of 57, Nathaniel, but your first and last numbers of your birth date are 5 and 7. So you have this extraordinary trinity, if you will, this triad of 57 energy going on in your year, in your age, and in the effect of your first and last numbers. This means you're in a very strategic position of life, and one that is bound to be the expression of, that is in and of itself, expression and spirituality, with a rebirth in between. So you're looking at two things. You're in the high desert, and you'd like to go to a beach city and have a new job. And I'm telling you that both of those are can be fulfilled anytime between now and May. So the bracket, the window is between now and May with any given measurement in between. Now, that's what I'm predicting. You did have a karma. You could have had some changes in life, maybe subtle in form, but around the age of 10 and around the age of 28. There could have been some divorce. There could have been maybe the family, somebody in the family divorced or yourself divorced, but some division of energy within those first 28 years, or some related matter of separation significantly in your life. And I know you're 57, so you're bound to have accumulated some kind of experience regarding separation, but was there anything as specific as a divorce with your family, with yourself, a strong...
Well, at 10... Oh, excuse me so much. At 10, it was 1967, and we lived right across from Cal State Fullerton, and we moved after that. My brother had thrown a mess of rocks through the windows at Cal State Fullerton, and my dad had to pay a monstrous window bill. And it's funny, he sold windows. We moved over the hill a couple miles from Fullerton over towards the Brea Mall, and that was a little different, but that was a May, I think, of, that was actually 68, August of 68. But I think that was, it took about a year for us to move. And then when I was 28, seemed to be quite good, actually. I was coming into more of my own a little bit, and that was a kind of a good year. But my dad had got remarried. My mom died when I was 20 in the death cycle there. And then that hit me really hard. And then he got married within a year to the stepmom, and he left her most of the money, you know, so.
Yeah, great. Well, that's terrific, Nathaniel. I mean, there's of course, we're going to accumulate certain adventures and things within any given year. So, you know, I mean, if we don't just lay in bed and watch TV, we're experiencing something along the line of action. And in fact, you know, your mother, that great separation and departure, which esoterically is like a divorce, if you will. It's a separation. It's not a literal divorce, but it's a rude awakening that someone's left the earth, left the planet. Your dad remarries, so of course you have the stepmother, and then there's an inheritance of sorts from that. There's a little bit of absurdity in you remind me of the world according to Carp, where your dad...
Carp. Are we talking about
carp.
The fish?
Yeah, the world according to Carp. This is a Pisces show.
Oh, goodness.
Where there's...
I do have a lot of... my first four planets are in the 12th house. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, exactly. So the attitude here, and I'm getting somebody named Brad around you. I don't know if you never knew any remote Brad or Brad.
You know, I knew a friend of my, a Brad Miller. It wasn't Brad Miller, was it? Because that was my brother's friend, and he ended up going to jail for a long time, and he's still been in jail for like 20 years, but I don't know if he's alive or not.
Well, that's okay. I'm just getting a vibration from you. Have you ever done any work in computer communication, networking, any
kind
of that?
I've done some graphics with a computer, and I really like the computer. My computer broke down out here, and my brother bought me a used iPad for $80 on eBay, so I have something that's, well, I'm tuning into the show, but it doesn't really work that well.
Okay. But have you done any work in the English or language department?
No, I was a security guard for 9 months, and I hadn't worked for many years because I paid off my house in about 2000, and I didn't work for a lot of years, so at least I worked for myself. I didn't have to, you know, apply for a job or anything.
I see. Well, here's what I'm getting because of the brevity of a reading. On our readings, we try to adjust ourselves to accommodate every caller we have so that these radio readings are kind of brief and brisk. And you don't know me that yet, Nathaniel. But well, here's what I'm getting for you. And I've been doing this for many, many, many years. I'm getting two attitudes. I do see you going to a beach city, and I do see you getting a new job. I'm familiar with the Fullerton area and the La Brea area that you had formerly lived in, but and you're in the high desert now. But I do see you moving towards that watery zone. I wish I had more time to go to be more elaborate about the journey of that. But I can give you the affirmations that I do see you moving into a city, beach city, and I do see a new job. Maybe you can stay tuned and get more information on another show, or you can give me a call personally. That's up to you.
All right, Nathaniel. Well, we appreciate your call. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you both so very much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And Nathaniel can join us on Facebook. He can join us on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, Neil's number 562-596-7818. And we're going to get to our next caller, 978 area code. Good morning.
Hi, how are you both? This is Kathleen from Massachusetts.
Kathleen.
Hi.
Have we spoken with you before?
A long, long, long time ago.
That's what I'm remembering.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your birthday, please, Kathleen?
8/4/57. Another 57.
Really weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But a different master number.
Right, but then, you know, you've got the 12 on both sides, the 8 and 4, and then the 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I do have a specific question. I wanted to know if Neil saw money coming into me from my ex-husband anytime soon or from any other source.
Unless you go to a strange doctor.
I know.
What?
The same place.
Money coming into
you.
That's a new one.
Through what orifice?
Well, money. You are accepting money coming in through your ex-husband, you said?
This is something I keep getting told.
This is something you keep getting told by other readers?
Yeah.
And your ex-husband, let me ask you something, first of all, Kathleen.
Sure.
57, 67, 77, 87, 1991, when you were 34, was there a change in your life around that time?
When I was 34, 87, 88, 91, 92, I believe we moved into another home. We upgraded.
Okay. And Were you married for at least 15 to 16 years?
15 years, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm getting that vibration of 15 years, which is a validation, because I don't recall you or you ever talking to me. I just don't recall. So the 15 is coming in fresh, and it's right on the nose. And so I'm trying to figure out why other readers are getting money coming in from your husband. Did he ever suffer any accidents while you were married? Was he ever on disability at any time?
No.
No? Were you?
No. I'm on disability. I'm on SSI.
Oh, that's it. So you're on disability, which is, again, another validation for me, because I've got to quickly pull my thoughts together, especially on a radio reading where I don't have the leisure time to chat with you at length. So I'm gathering these informations in, and we get 15 years marriage, you're on disability, and I don't know where they're really getting this information from. I would love to for you to have something from your ex. I'm not blocking anything by saying this, and if it comes in, I would be very happy for you, but I'm not getting the same immediate read as them. Maybe I'm not seeing something, but what I am seeing, you're validating. And so if I can get those validations from you, and you can say, yes, I was married 15 years, yes, I'm on disability, and I never told you that, so you're reading something about me, and if you don't see anything coming in from my ex, I guess maybe nothing's coming in. I don't know. A lot of readers see things, but I don't know if I always agree with them. On the other hand, I'm not always right. Who's the name Robin? Did you ever know anybody named Robin?
No.
No?
His name begins with an R.
Oh, his name? R, what is it?
Begins with an R.
What is
his name?
Ralph.
Well, I'm going to, you know, the Robin and the Ralph, all right, I got an initial. But I'm going to consider that because of my expediency of doing readings on the radio, the Robin is really Ralph. I'm going to allow that discrepancy to be placed in. So something's going on. Have you spoken to him in the last 3 months?
Only about our son getting settled in college. That was it.
And does this man have money? Does he have $10,000? Yeah. Okay. Well,
money did you say?
$10,000.
Why did you say $10,000, may I ask?
Because I'm a psychic.
Does he have $10,000? Because that's the figure I was given.
Right,
yeah,
that's
why I'm a psychic. I mean, you're not calling a plumber. So
I'm sorry. No, but that was the exact figure I was told. And because at first you said you weren't sure if there was anything coming to me. Then you said 10, and that is the figure I was told. But I don't know how.
Readers.
So you're picking up on, let's just kind of explain this. Neil's picking up what you were told.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you're getting that amount of money.
That's right.
He's picking up what you were told, which is exactly right.
Yeah. I'm reading their minds and getting a feel for their authenticity is what I'm doing, Kathleen. To show you the range of my abilities. Yes, I can be wrong, so if anyone's going to try to tackle me and try to figure out if I can be wrong, I've already told you I can be. I don't have any...
But you're a human being.
I'm just a... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't... But I'm doing my best here, okay? And so far with you, I got the 10,000, and so what I'm doing is I've decided to go over and read the minds of your readers to see where they're coming from with this figure. And I'm thinking... Okay, they're picking up on something, and I don't think they're evil readers or anything. I just don't know if they're totally accurate. But they are picking up on something. Now, I'm a little bit more cautious in suggesting that you're going to get money from him.
I'm not as eager in my approach as they may be. And if you can't come up with any immediate reason why he would be giving you money, I would tend to advise you to be a little bit more conservative in your thinking. If you should get money from him, well, I guess I'm standing on the fence on that too, because there is a possibility via the vibrations that I'm picking up about you that there's a chance of that. But I'd have to go into further analysis to really get into the nitty-gritty of what this journey is all about.
Yeah, and we do have a lot of callers in the queue, Kathleen. I'm sorry, we've got to move on to
Okay, no. No, and I appreciate the reading, and I appreciate your time so much.
Very well.
Thank you.
You can always call us back here at 914-338-0164 or get in touch with Neil directly, 562-596-7818. I feel like I'm very far away from the speaker here. Practically not at this table.
Oh, really? It looks like you're closer.
Well, I am now.
Yeah.
I moved it. But anyway, you know, I caution people against calling reader after reader and trying to get a vibe. It gets very confusing, and it's really hard to ascertain, you know, how skilled, you know, any given psychic is. I think, you know, you find a psychic that works, and you find out that they're accurate and have integrity, you stay with them.
Yeah, it's a good plan. I mean, you get a doctor. It's good. You know, sometimes one psychic that's great can be wrong, and another psychic's right. It can be addictive.
Yeah.
A lot of people that
definitely.
I work with or that we get on the radio, they're running for, because it's such a free forum, they're running all over the place trying to get opinions from different psychics. I mean, that's not a crime.
No,
I don't
but
know.
It can be maybe a little bit, you know, confusing.
You can get bemuddled by everything, but I guess if you get a general consensus, but you can have 10 psychics say you're going to get something and you won't get it.
Right.
Psychics, you know, today they're a dime a dozen, and but I don't know. I can't speak for every psychic out there. I only know what I do, and that's what I'm responsible for.
Okay. Well, Neil, we've got to move on. We have 30 minutes, and oh, goodness, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more callers. So we really have to keep these readings short. We're going to take 623, then we have area code 804, then 760, then 319, 702, and then we have someone else from 708. So we're going to do our best to accommodate everybody, but yeah, it's going to be challenging here. 623, area code, good morning.
Hello. Hey. Hello, this is Maria.
Maria.
I called Imarsh. And to tell you, I was concerned about my supervisor, and you worked briefly through my pet. I tell you, I was terminated like 3 weeks ago, and I want to ask you, when do you see me getting a full-time job again?
Maria, what's
after
your location
working for 14 years? I'm sorry?
Location and birth date really quickly.
Location right now is Glendale, Arizona, and
okay.
Birthday 4/1/1959.
Sorry to hear about your job falling through. So the supervisor trouble morphed into a termination, unfortunately. 5/15.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right. Yeah, and he was right about my supervisor and the way she was. Or yes.
Okay. So that was accurate.
Yeah. Did I?
Yes.
I recall it
vaguely.
Didn't I say that she was maybe a little bit bigoted or something? Did I mention that? Maybe I didn't.
You mentioned that she was bringing personal stuff to work.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Let's try to see in a minute or two if I can get the juices going here and get you into another area of life that will be more fulfilling. Now, I want to ask you a very obscure question, Maria, and try to just be very creative in your answer. What do bicycles have to do with you? Bicycles.
Exercise bicycle.
I go to the
gym and I have an exercise bicycle. Yes.
Oh, you have one. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's a stone that I want to throw there. Okay. Now, do you have two siblings or? Are there two all together, or do you have two in addition to you?
I have a brother.
So there's two all together.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
You and your brother. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And is your brother self-employed?
No. No.
No?
He's not.
This. Has he ever been self-employed?
No. He was thinking of.
He was thinking of, but
at this moment it's not.
Okay. He was thinking of it. I'm picking up on the vibration of his thoughts. I think that here's what I'm going to do for you, Maria, because of the time limitation. I think I'm going to just cut to chase, and I'm going to put out a request, because we were talking about prayers at the beginning of the show. I'm going to put out a request that you are going to be receiving work by or before October 15th. By or before October 15th. I'm going to put that request out. Now, it's a request, not a prediction. But I can manage a request on the radio because I got angels around me that are helping me. In fact, is there any religious symbols around you right now, like on the wall, on a mantelpiece?
Pope the second.
Okay. I felt him near you. And I said religious, meaning more conventionally speaking, not spiritual, but religious. So Pope Paul II is going to be more religious in the immediate definition, as opposed to an angel or, you know, an eagle or something like that. So with all due respect to your religion, I'm going to put a request out that God grant you my prayer, and that you're going to have a job by October 15th, and that will be one that you'll find fulfilling, and it will be a blessing to you, and you'll be very happy. I'll put that out as a request for you, Maria.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Maria. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I muted her a little early. 562-596-7818. Well, our order is taking care of itself because, not order, our time frame, because two of our callers dropped.
Right. Two of our callers dropped.
Yeah. Well, you know, people get impatient. So let me again call out the order since it's a little bit changed here. 804, then 760, and then 708. So we have three callers left in 26 minutes. So it's a bit more comfortable, Neil, so we can take a little bit more time. And 804 is out of the queue for some reason. Hi, are you wanting a reading?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Oh, sorry. I'm Liz from Virginia.
Okay. Yeah, you dropped out of the queue, but I don't know. I didn't think that was intentional, so I brought you on. What's your birth date, Liz?
Yeah. Thank you. It wasn't. It's 3880.
Okay. And have we spoken with you before? 1121.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember you, but not specifics. So can you refresh us and let us know what your question is?
I'm trying to think. I guess I probably called a week ago or so. I was asking about relationship stuff, but today I was actually wondering if, Neil, if you were able to get in touch with my sister that has passed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we get a birth date for the sister?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
Liz, while you were talking, I kept seeing a butterfly.
Oh, okay.
What does that
mean
to you? What's the butterfly mean to you?
I think that's one of the forms that she presents herself to me as now that she's gone.
Well, indeed, the vibration, that she's in the soul state, not the body. So the soul state can occupy the energy of an animal.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, an insect. A butterfly is an insect. And this is true. They actually. So she's telling me that to
what they do is they get frustrated because you can't, unless you're trained to, or there's some energy where they can manifest in the soul and then manifest as a spirit in you. And if they can't, or your third eye isn't working, they'll, out of frustration, they'll like jump onto a butterfly and say, "Here I am, here I am." And because they're getting into the vibration, it's almost like they're possessing, it's like the night of the butterflies. They're, instead of people, they're possessing butterflies, and they're running around trying to talk to people. Now, that's what your sister's doing. So she's doing that, first of all. She's also talking about something. Do you own your own home?
No. But there is something, there is something interesting about the home.
Yeah.
Would you like me to tell you?
Yeah. Can you briefly, remember we got other callers,
yes.
Can you briefly, really briefly explain that home situation, because she's bringing it up.
Okay. Well, when my husband and I were looking for a house before we were married, the house that my grandmother lived in and built with her husband went up for rent. See, when I was 16, it got sold out of the family because she died. So it was kind of a strange coincidence that it went up for rent many years later when we were looking for a place, and that's where I'm living now.
Ah, that's what I'm seeing. Now, in the backyard, is there anything like made out of stone, a monument, a small stone structure?
There's an old well that is stone. There are lots of bricks out there.
Yeah. Okay. For brevity, because we don't have a lot of time, Liz, your sister would like you to go out and talk to her more out in the backyard. Because the vibrations there are working for her, and you can talk to her, she can hear you, and then I'll try my best to make the connection even more secure so that you'll get something back in your discussion with her. So yes, she's back there, she appears as a butterfly, but there's other ways to manifest a connection with her other than just looking at a butterfly fluttering around. And I want you to start off by going back, especially where that well is, and just talking as though you were batting the breeze. And I'll try to remember this moment and induce some kind of energy field for you to where maybe you'll even get a stronger indication of her presence.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, Liz, thank you very much. And
thank you.
Liz can reach 562-596-7818 or join us on Facebook, on Twitter. And Neil, now we have two callers left in about 21 minutes. So 760.
Oh.
No, there was only three, and she was, you know, one of three, because the two dropped. 760 and then 202. So this is Renee, 102861. Good
morning. How are
morning.
You guys?
Hey,
good morning.
How are you?
Oh, confused. I'm just confused. I just like Neil could give me like a general reading or tell me something about what's going to happen in the next, you know, couple of weeks, or I'm just confused with my life a lot right now.
Okay, so any changes since your last call? I don't know if Neil remembers, but should I?
Not really. I'm avoiding my boyfriend, so to speak, because of my issues. I'm trying not to, like, deal with him that much. And it's hard because I really like the guy, you know. It's just that I don't need the drama behind it.
Okay. So I'm going to just refresh his memory really quick. What happened is she's 20, and the new boyfriend is the first person she's dated since her husband has died. He is connected to her employer, and the employer, who is married, happens to have a crush on the conflict.
Oh, yeah.
I remember. There's a conflict now, and you recommended that she separate from the. She's not really that invested in the relationship.
Yeah.
So she wants a general reading.
Oh.
She's avoiding him right now, but nothing's wrong.
Avoiding the boyfriend. Avoiding the boyfriend, Renee, is the best policy, as I told you before.
Right. Okay,
it sounds
that's
like
what
I'm
doing.
In a graveyard, and I'm hearing dogs. Where are we at? There's
something. You're breaking up.
You are. Well, we're not. We're on a landline, so.
Okay.
You've got
okay.
a baby crying or something in the background.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah, Renee, there's voices in the background that's disturbing the reading that I'm trying to present to you. Okay.
Okay, I moved out of there, so sorry.
Okay. There's some kind of indecision on your part with your current boyfriend, So there's something that's you're not certain about there.
Right, very much so.
Otherwise, this new guy wouldn't be haunting. And
okay.
so I would suggest that you really clarify what you're disturbed about in the relationship you're in. You are compounded in your master number, and a lot of times compounded people have a hard time adjusting to just one person.
Karma. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it could
karma
be,
once again.
Yeah. And it could be a kind of psychological implication that the way you come to the planet this time, it's hard for you to feel rested with just one person. And I'm not saying you're not capable of doing it, but when you have the confusion of two people coming in, you can become susceptible and vulnerable to that, where other people would say, I'm not tempted at all. I'm secure where I'm at. You have a different karmic zone going on, and so I would say that we've got to look hard at your purposeful integrity aside from what your wants and needs and desires are. And that would first come out clarifying what your relationship is with your current boyfriend, how it's penetrating into this attitude that maybe he's not going to be everything you need.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a deeper, more complex problem than a surface radio reading can handle. It demands a little bit more depth.
Okay.
I'm trying to do a brief readout as to at least some clarity, however small, but yet significant.
Okay. I get that. I appreciate the reading. That's helped me a little more to make some decisions. I appreciate it, Neil. And Chris, you guys have a great day.
You too, Renee. Have a great day. Okay. We've got one more caller, but quite a bit of time, actually.
How much time do we have?
About 15 minutes.
Oh.
202, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I didn't mean to call at the last minute, but I was on earlier but had to step out for a few.
Saw that, and you came back in, so, yeah,
yes.
You are, again. Who is this, please?
Yes, okay, but thanks for remembering. Anyway, I was calling about my relationship situation. I'm in one for the first time, really, since my marriage, and I'm not quite sure what to do at this point, because it's not someone I want to, I guess, end up marrying again, but I'm feeling a little bit more attached than I think maybe he would want to be as well, but I'm not quite sure how to handle it at this point because I haven't been this comfortable with someone else since my marriage, and it's not something I necessarily feel like throwing away quite yet. And I'm looking for guidance on. I mean, is there some lessons I should be learning here and continue learning, or cut my losses, or what to do?
Okay, can we get your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Daphne.
Daphne. Oh, that's not many people have that name.
D-A-P-H-N-E.
D-A-P-H-N-E, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that name.
Thank you.
And where are you calling from? What's your birth date, please?
Virginia, and my birth date is 5/2/72.
Alrighty. Two Virginia people today. That's... 5, 6, 7,
yeah,
17.
Yeah, I like, you know, Virginia. I like Virginia and John Denver. I hate to admit this.
No, it's West Virginia.
Oh, West Virginia.
Yeah.
So,
it's a big state, but it's a different one.
Oh, my God.
Let's see, 7/17/27/26. I'm about to give you some information, but before I do, at the age of 26, Daphne?
Oh,
Daphne.
No, it's May 2nd, 1972.
Yeah,
so I'm
I know.
Oh, got it. Okay,
oh,
got
no, no,
it.
No, no,
right.
At
that's,
the age.
That's your karmic number,
that kind of day. Yep.
Yeah, when you were 26.
We're all confused here, it sounds
yeah.
like.
When you were 26. Years old. Was that a big year for you?
Not as big as 27, but yeah, I think it was around the time I was liberating myself from a bad toxic relationship.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, so that was about the time you were doing that. You're, let's see, 72. Let's see where you're at right now. You are 32 years old. Oh, you're going to a great...
42.
Oh, I'm sorry, 42, which, okay, 32 would have been 8 times 4, 42 is 6.2. Got it. Okay, so you're going through a change of, no, 5.2, which is, you see, it's 5 times 8 is 40 with 2 years left over. That's your month and day. But what you're going through is this, Daphne, you're mm-hmm. going through a your heart is what's getting you in trouble.
Yeah.
Even though you were saying, I've had this marriage, it was toxic, I got out of it, I really don't want to be in another marriage, but I find myself falling into this one, and it's a little bit more intense than I thought, and in fact, I don't even know if my significant other can handle my intensity. It's because your heart is more commanding over your love relationship than your logic, because you're really saying I've been in a tough relationship, and I don't want that toxicity again, and I don't want to need that, but at the same time I think your heart is pulling you back in, so
yeah.
you're starting to get back in. To a situation with probably a man who doesn't want to be homebound. He doesn't want his life applied to the common principles of a matrimony. There's something there that's getting a little bit foggy, because you're falling back into a heartfelt situation. And really realizing that you do seek security and balance and stability in a relationship, and that given the right person, you probably could be coaxed into another marriage, or at least another monogamous. Am I right? So
right.
That's where we're having a little bit of the problem, because you're falling back into that, and yet you're entering the relationship sort of contradicting yourself, because you don't want that, and yet you're falling into it, and at the same time, you're finding that with your mate. Can I have his birth date without mentioning his name?
Oh, sure. It's 9/19/1984.
Oh.
So it's a big age difference, too.
His name isn't George Orwell, is it? No, I'm just kidding.
39.
No.
He's a 41. 29, 5.
39, 40, 41. 41.5. Uh-huh. 41.5, so there's an 8.5 in there. Together to become a 13 or a 4. Together you become a 4, which, but by way of 13, the 4th chakra, the heart chakra.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so there's a heart chakra in there, and yet he's a real strong guy, dynamic. I can understand why you probably, as a woman, are falling in love with him, because he's got a strong energy field, but he's a little bit, you know, it's funny because years ago I was dealing with somebody who was very much in love with George Clooney, and at that time I said, George Clooney is not thinking about marriage, and he wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He later adjusted his thinking, but that was 15 years ago that I was dealing with this. And this individual, Daphne, is kind of an independent clause.
Yeah.
There's a certain attitude that he's there for you, but he has an independent clause that he will back away from should you press the button a little bit. So I think that you're not ideally suited, but there is a journey between the two of you that does involve a past life. And indeed the attitude is that you're encountering somebody from a past life while at the same time you're working through a certain karma with them. And Daphne, did anyone ever have any birds in your whole life? Were there any pet birds, caged birds, anywhere?
Actually, I consider crow one of my power animals.
One of your power animals is a bird?
Yeah, the crow.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah. I'm good friends with the crow, too.
I don't doubt it.
You've got an animal magnetism and an animal spiritualism that you deal with, and I'm totally understanding that. There's probably some elements of Indian mysticism in your energy that, and I mean American Indian, American Indian, would this guy ever consider camping? Is he a camper? Rugged?
It's so funny, I've asked him that before. He said maybe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a certain reluctance between the elements. So what's happened is that your connection, your initial past life connection with him has been diffused by other past lives he's had and worked through, diluted your instinctual connection to him. Because he's now gone on journeys that were separate from your journeys, and so it's sort of made unrecognizable in the community of your both your spirits. So he's parted from that closeness of your attitude because of other past lives he's gone through, which had a lot to do with business too. So there's a business sense about him that is he at all preoccupied with business, making money,
or is he more?
Think so?
Yeah, he's a little entrepreneurial. We're both kind of going through some work shift stuff right now too. So that might, you know, I never thought of that as affecting him as much as it's affecting me. But
I could be sharing the element of that. Was anybody in his life affected by cancer, a death taken by cancer, anything that he ever came up with and shared with you?
Not that I'm aware of yet.
How about yourself?
No.
Well, does he have a brother?
He does.
Okay, well, don't worry. The cancer, and it could be a sign, astrological sign, but the cancer... Or it morphed into the element of him having a brother. Now, does he extend his dialogue and talk about his brother a lot, or is he kind of aloof?
Every once in a while, his brother will come up.
Uh-huh. And who does a lot of flying, a lot of traveling?
We both do, actually. That's part of what attracted us to each other. I do a little bit more than he does.
Uh-huh. Well, Daphne, I'm starting to get a readout, a printout, and I'm determining that you have a connection, your heart is overwhelming some of the logic of your thoughts, what you've at least told yourself on a logical level that you don't want, but yet your heart is falling into it. And he's not totally agreeable to that, but the two of you together make up a heart, not by evenness, because it's a 13 equals 4, so it's not divisible by 4, 13. So there is some conflict in there that I think is already being built into the relationship because of karma. But it is a significant relationship and one worthy of close exploration.
Okay. Well, that's a good start, Daphne.
Yeah, thank you so much. And it's actually really ironic that you are, your method, I had just, even before this afternoon, I pulled out that Milman book, looking into this. So it's perfect
what
that
book?
I'm talking to you. Milman, Dan Milman?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Perfect.
Great.
Wow. Yeah, but thank you.
Synchronicity, you're very welcome. And, of course, Daphne can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Reach us on Neil's number 562-596-7818 or join us on Facebook or on Twitter. And, Neil, we're essentially out of time. Just a couple more minutes. Is there something you wanted to add to the show before we say goodbye for the day?
Well, there's always discussion, isn't there? And talking about vibrational prayer, I think is significant. So I think people should look into the attitude that when you do pray, you should consider it a vibration more than a word. And that vibration is how you handle yourself when you're praying. And you want to make sure that it has a sort of mystical spiritualism behind the vibration of your prayer, and that it's fed by faith and belief more than need and desire.
Okay, well, that's a great reminder, Neil. And we are back on the air on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, everyone. So thanks for joining us today. We hope to see you on Wednesday. Bye-bye.